Materials scientists at the University of Utah are developing new feminine hygiene pads that solve a few practical problems. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Jeff Bates is an assistant professor in the U's Materials Science and Engineering program. He's an expert on superabsorbent polymers that are central to this project. One goal is reducing landfill waste, a problem he saw firsthand on his LDS mission in Guatemala.
I thought, yes, everybody needs to think about the waste stream.
Amber Barron is a senior who works with Bates.
The average U.S. woman generates 6,400 pounds in her lifetime of feminine hygiene product waste, which is immense.
Their pad uses natural materials that biodegrade in 6 months or less. They call it the Shiro pad, and Bates says it serves another good, giving women in places like Guatemala more freedom.
This really is a big issue. I mean, the women just don't go to school. A lot of them feel like they can't hold down a job because they're just worried about these biological things that are holding them back from doing things that they want to do.
Barron says the four-layer pads can be made locally with natural materials, even the absorbent core made of readily available brown algae.
I love material science because you study the structure, the properties, and the processing of materials and how those work in everyday life. And it's really great to see something applied directly to women in need.
Comfortable, affordable, and effective sanitary pads are a big focus of engineering innovation now, partly because the worldwide market is huge, over $35 billion. And there are other uses for the technology. Think disposable diapers. Bates and Barron hope to be selling Shiro pads locally next year. Judy Faze, KUER News.